And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU forage specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Center. And James, calving is upon us. We touched on calf recovery in our other report this week, but it's going to be a reality that's going to hit for about every rancher.
We hope everybody has a great calving season, but if you've been in the business long enough, you know that sometimes you're going to have to deal with a cow that maybe has some calving difficulty, and when that calf comes, he's a bit lethargic, just kind of slow to get going. Well, one of the things that I sure saw when I was in school and growing up was you take that calf and you hang him over a gate with the idea of all that fluid's going to drain out of his lungs, and that's the absolute wrong thing to do. What you want to do is get them into a recovery position, which kind of looks like a dog when he's got his front legs sticking out in front of him and his back legs tucked up underneath him as well. Some people call it a frog position, and that allows them to breathe and get that air in.
All right. Hey, we'll talk sanitation for calving when we come back.
Join us March 22nd at the Rugby Livestock Auction for the 21st annual Cranview Gelvie and Angus Genetic Progress Sale. Selling will be 45 Gelvie, Balancer, and Angus bulls, as well as over 30 replacement females and show prospects. Our lots feature genetics that include LRSF Grand Teton K50 and Woodhill Merit H224. Several of the females are champion show caliber prospects as well. We're also live on DV Auction starting at 1 p.m. Central. That's the Cranview Gelvie and Angus Genetic Progress Sale March 22nd. Don't miss it.
Cattle producers, the annual Glasgow Angus Bull Sale will be going down at the Wild Rose Fire Hall starting at 1 p.m. on March 27th. Featuring superior performance, phenotype, and powerful pedigrees, this outstanding set of Black Angus bulls represent the breed's leading genetics. These bulls are the rancher's kind. They are bred to perform and built to last. Their fertility, parentage, and genetics are all tested prior to sale day. Check out GlasgowAngus.com or DV Auction. Be there March 27th at the Wild Rose Fire Hall.
Talking calving today with James Rogers, and James, sanitation is another vital component. Tell us more about that.
Absolutely. So when you get into a situation where you need to provide some assistance during calving, sanitation is important. Making sure you have a clean environment to offer assistance. Also make sure that you have clean hands, have some gloves on hand to put on through the process, and clean that cow up as well prior to applying assistance. You want it to be just as sanitary as when you delivered your child in the hospital.
All right, good stuff, James. And hey, that brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by the Cranview Gelvie and Angus Sale, by the Glasgow Black Angus Sale, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.